What is your very earliest memory?
Oh, my. I remember a train, an old train, steam engine, going up this little narrow track through Summit County toward Park City. And the train went right through our fields. We had a ranch, a farm there in Colville. And that train would go up there every day to Park City, hauling ore and stuff back to the smelters. And it was just one of those things, a piece of technology, loud, the whistle, the sound of that train crossing the roads as it went up through the valley there. Just a little kid, probably 2 to 3, but seeing that with the smoke coming out and the sound of that engine, something powerful, something that was really sort of neat.
I remember you telling me, and Ann was there, you and Ann telling me about Bunny's Bar and Grill.
Oh, we lived above it.
So tell me about that.
Bunny's Bar and Grill was the only bar in Colville. Colville was a little town, a little mining town. About 950 people is all when I grew up. Had one bar, had one restaurant, I guess a couple of restaurants, a little diner and a little drive-in. But Bunny's Bar was where the rowdies would go from Summit County. They'd come down and they'd, of course, have their beer and stuff. It was right next to the Summit County Bee. In fact, the Summit County Bee, the publisher, was right behind the bar. And so they always had good stories of people getting picked up. Well, at nights, the guys would go out and they would hoot and holler and shout there behind the bar. And it was just a good place for people to come get together. And it was a rowdy group. It was the cowboy group. It was the truck group, even in those days. This would have been in the 1950s. And we lived upstairs when we were first married, in a little apartment with the window that opened down onto the bar. And every night, these guys would be out there screaming and yelling and ranting. Oh, okay. And it was... I remember it was summertime, and in those days, in the 1960s, you didn't have air conditioning in the windows, and so the apartment was pretty hot even in Colville. It got up into the 90s in that house. I mean, these guys were out back just having a great time with their beer and whatever.